All right, welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Good, because today we're tackling a topic that's, well, it's kind of loaded, right? Repentance.
Yeah, heavy stuff.
But specifically, what Jesus had to say about it, straight from the Gospels.
Yeah.
No theological debates or interpretations, just pure source material.
Going right to the heart of it.
Exactly. And, you know, I got to admit, when I hear the word repentance, I kind of tense up. Like, uh-oh, am I doing this whole life thing wrong?
I get it. It can feel pretty guilt-trippy, especially how it's sometimes preached. But the way Jesus talks about it in the Gospels, it's different somehow.
Right. It's not just about beating yourself up over mistakes. There's this hope, this invitation woven into it.
Exactly. It's not about wallowing in guilt. It's about transformation, turning away from sin and turning towards God. It's like a complete 180, a reorientation almost.
Okay, so 180, like a U-turn. Turning away from sin. That makes sense. But sin's a pretty broad term, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are we talking about specifically here?
That's the beauty of it. It really applies to anything that separates us from God. It can be actions, thoughts, attitudes, even just missing the mark in our relationship with Him.
Missing the mark. Okay, that's helpful. So it's not just about following a list of rules, but about aligning our lives with God's will.
Exactly. And the Gospels are full of these vivid examples, stories Jesus told that make it so relatable.
Oh, yeah. The parables, those are always so insightful. And one thing that really jumps out is how often Jesus connects repentance with the kingdom of heaven. Like that phrase, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's almost always followed by a call to repentance.
Right. It's like a constant reminder that this kingdom, this new reality that Jesus brings, is breaking into the world now. And to enter it, we need to be ready. We need to repent.
So it's urgent, like there's no time to waste.
Exactly. It's not something we can put off for later.
Makes sense. But here's what always gets me. In Matthew and Luke, Jesus specifically says he came to call sinners to repentance, not the righteous. Why focus on those who are already messing up? Shouldn't he be rewarding the good guys who are following the rules?
You would think so, right? But that's what's so radical about Jesus' message. He challenges the whole idea that we earn God's favor by being good. He flips the script and says, look, everyone, even the most religious folks, need to recognize their need for God. We all fall short. We all need this transformation.
So it's like everyone's starting from the same place, the same need for repentance, regardless of how good or bad they've been.
Exactly. We all need grace. And that's where repentance comes in. It's that first step towards receiving that grace.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. It's about acknowledging our need for God, for His grace. And speaking of grace, one of the most powerful illustrations for me is the parable of the lost sheep in Luke 15. I mean, a shepherd leaving 99 safe sheep to go search for one lost one, and then more joy in heaven over that one sheep than over the 99 who stayed put. That's just...
Wow.
Right. It really speaks to the depth of God's love and the power of repentance. He's not concerned about numbers. He's focused on bringing back what's lost, restoring what's broken.
And it's personal, right? Like that lost sheep, that's any one of us who's wandered away from God.
Absolutely. And when we finally come back, when we repent and turn towards Him again, there's this immense joy, both for us and for God.
So repentance is less about punishment and more about this joyful reunion with God.
Exactly. It's about being found, welcomed back with open arms.
I love that. But, you know, there's also this other side to Jesus' teachings on repentance, like in Luke 13, where he gets pretty serious, warning about perishing without repentance. That feels a bit different from the loving shepherd imagery. How do we reconcile those two?
I think it's about recognizing the weight of our choices. Like, God's love is limitless, but our actions still have consequences. Jesus isn't trying to scare us. He's urging us to wake up and see the urgency of turning back to God.
So it's a warning, but also an invitation?
Absolutely. He's saying, don't miss out on this incredible life I'm offering.
I see. So it's about choosing life, choosing a path that leads us closer to God. And in Luke 17, there's this really interesting link between repentance and forgiveness in relationships. Jesus tells us to rebuke those who sin against us, but then to forgive them if they repent. Does that suggest a connection between our own willingness to repent and our ability to forgive others?
I think it's huge. Like, when we understand how much we've been forgiven, how deeply we ourselves need God's grace, it makes us so much more compassionate and understanding towards others.
Like, we can't truly offer forgiveness if we haven't experienced it ourselves.
Exactly. Recognizing our own need for grace makes us more willing to extend it to others.
So repentance is not just an individual thing. It has ripple effects in our relationships, too.
Absolutely. It transforms us from the inside out, and that transformation spills over into how we interact with others.
Powerful stuff. So to wrap things up, it seems clear that Jesus considered repentance absolutely essential for entering the kingdom of God. It's not just about feeling bad. It's about changing direction, turning away from sin, and turning towards God with our whole heart.
Exactly. It's about embracing that transformation.
And that's the real takeaway, isn't it? Repentance isn't about being perfect. It's about this ongoing process of aligning our lives with God's will, seeking His grace, and allowing that grace to change us.
Right. And if we're honest with ourselves, there's always room for that kind of turning.
Always room for growth. So as we end this deep dive, I'm curious, what resonates most with you about Jesus's teachings on repentance? What area of your life might need that kind of turning away from sin and turning towards God?
It's something to think about, isn't it? Maybe there's a relationship that needs mending, a habit that needs breaking, or an attitude that needs adjusting. Whatever it is, I encourage you to remember that God, like the shepherd in the parable, is waiting with open arms to welcome you back, to help you find your way.
Powerful words to end on. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, keep searching, keep growing, and keep turning towards the one who loves you most.
See you next time.